Our life story started in middle school. We met in sixth grade. Our last names were alphabetical right next to each other, so we had lockers next to each other in sixth grade. Got to know each other better in high school and became good friends junior and senior year of high school. We started dating the first week before college of freshman year. Dated through college. We got married in 2006, a couple years after we graduated, and that was the beginning.
We started to think we wanted to have kids about 4 or 5 years into our marriage and always expected it to kind of go as planned. We were able to conceive relatively quickly after we started trying to have kids, and we got pregnant and unfortunately miscarried about 8 weeks later. So we thought, okay, no big deal. Miscarriages are very normal. We're going to, you know, take a couple months off, regroup, and let's try again. And so then we got pregnant for a second time, about 6 months after our first, and again miscarried around the same time. At this point, we were pretty devastated and decided that we needed to regroup again. So we moved into a different house and got pregnant again, and we were excited, and this time things seemed to be going a little bit better. We saw the heartbeat and everything looked great, and unfortunately miscarried for a third time. So we were really unsure about what to do at this point, and we're looking at our options and talking about what was important to us, and we decided to try IVF. So we went through a round of IVF and got 2 perfect embryos that we were very excited to have. We implanted both, and one took and one didn't. So again, we were excited that we were pregnant with the one embryo and got to about 9.5 weeks and miscarried for a fourth time. And so at this point, we were completely devastated. We didn't understand what God was telling us and why we were not able to have a family. We had then had 4 miscarriages in 2 years, so it was a very short time frame to go through that emotional hardship, and we really at that point decided we needed to take a step back and heal and refocus on our marriage and what we loved about each other and figure out what building a family looked like. We then started looking at all of the options. So we were looking at surrogacy, we were looking at adoption, and decided at this point that the best option for us was adoption. So we Googled online, and I remember calling a couple different adoption agencies. And the first person I spoke to at Colorado Christian Services just made me feel so much happiness in my heart again and understand that adoption was such a great thing for families and a very positive way to build a family. The first thing we saw when we walked into the office was the word faith. And throughout the years of miscarriages, the thing we had lost the most was our faith. And so to see that on the wall, it was like God telling us that we were in the right spot.
When we got to Colorado Christian Services, it was more personal, it was one-on-one, and it just felt right. It felt like home. It couldn't have felt more right after we left that first meeting.
We filled out all of our paperwork and signed up, and we're ready to have a kid, and we were ready that minute. And as the world happens, we did not get a baby very quickly. It took us almost exactly 2 years before we were matched with our birth mom.
We found out on a Friday morning. We got a call from our caseworker out of the blue. A birth mother had found them, and she was due in 2.5 weeks.
Birth mom did not want us at the delivery, which is fair. She had only known us for 2 weeks at the time. So I remember I woke up at 5 a.m. because they were going to induce birth mom at 6 o'clock in the morning. So at 5 a.m. I got up and I did my hair and makeup and put on a really cute outfit. And I sat there waiting at 6 a.m. for the call. And we waited and waited and waited and couldn't really do much because we didn't want to miss the call that our son had been born. And we cleaned the house all day. We
did a lot of yard work.
Did a lot of yard work. Lots of yard work. And about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we decided that we were just going to go up to the north side of town because we didn't want to get stuck in traffic. If our baby was born, we really just didn't want to be in traffic. And so we drove up to the north side of town and we went and saw a movie. And we sat there the whole time with our phones on our lap waiting for the call and didn't get the call. So then we went to dinner. At the end of dinner, still no call. And the birth mom had texted us on and off throughout the day and given us updates, but there was not a whole lot of progress happening. So we went home, back to the other side of town. And I was so tired at this point because I had been up since 5 a.m. So I took my contacts out, put on my pajamas and said, all right, our son will be here middle of the night or tomorrow morning. I'm going to go to bed. And I was laying on the couch and a text came through. The text said, your son is here. Come meet him. And at that point, I got super excited, put my cute outfit back on, put in my contacts, brushed my hair, and we jumped in the car and ran back up to the other side of town, got there, and walked into the room, and our son was 40 minutes old.
So when we walked in the room, birth mother's mother, grandma, was there, and first thing she says was, meet your son, and I got to give him his first bottle. We stayed the next 2 nights at the hospital with our son, and we were in the room next door to the birth mother, and we got to stay up at night and share stories and have memories that we'll have forever, and I think have really cemented a great relationship with us and the birth mother. I'd say the most important thing for us when we chose Colorado Christian Services and what the promise they fulfilled was that you're part of a family. It's a small organization that's going to be there with you from the beginning to the end. And the end is not when your son or daughter is placed with you. The end is, we don't know when the end is. You know, they're still in our lives and we're still in theirs. And they fulfilled that at every step of the way. And we couldn't have had a group that cared more about us, that loved us more, that loved our child more, and was truly looking out for everybody's best interest.
With CCS, it felt that God was holding our hand the whole way. And we didn't always get it, and there was times that we definitely struggled. But when you get that baby, and you know that that birth mom chose you, and you know that God was there every step of the way, protecting this child, protecting the birth mom, and protecting you as adoptive parents, you know it was right, and it was meant to be.